And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles, 1965. Beatlemania continued unabated into 1965, the year of I Feel Fine and 10 other Beatle hits. John Lennon was asked if he was embarrassed by Beatlemania.
No, it's great. We like lunatics. Yeah, it's healthy.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I. Show I care, love you every day, girl. Always on my mind. One thing I can say, girl, love you all the time. Hold me, love me, hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week.
8 days a week, the Beatles' second number one record of 1965. Some critics placed a lesser value on the Beatles' musical appeal and attributed their success more to their physical appearance. The group's most distinguishing characteristic was the haircut. Beatle George Harrison discusses the origin of the Fab Four mop top.
Paul and John went to Paris for a holiday, and they tried to get the French cut, but it didn't work out, you know, and it ended up like this. And I went to the swimming bath. When I came out, when the hair dried out, it was just all forward like a mop. So I liked it, so I left it like that. And then, you know, when Ringo joined the group, we got him to get his hair like it. Because by then, people sort of were calling it the Beatle cut.
A cardinal rule of a Beatle cut, never show the forehead. Their long locks inspired reporters to ask if they ever got haircuts.
No.
I had one yesterday.
And that's no lie.
That's the truth. Honest, that's it.
No, I think he missed. No?
No, he didn't. No.
You should have seen him the day before.
On February 25th, 1965, filming began in the Bahamas on the Beatles' second feature-length motion picture. And soon after, they released their 34th hit record.
I think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today. She don't care. She said that living with me was bringing her down, yeah. She would never be free when I was around. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She don't care. I don't know why she's riding so high. Sure thing twice, sure to do right by me. Before she gets to saying goodbye, sure thing twice, sure to do right by me.
Ticket to Ride, released in April 1965. During the first 15 months of Beatlemania in America, the Beatles had more than 30 hits. Their 1964 American tour netted them over $1 million for 24 appearances. In 1965, they topped that with only 15 appearances, one of which was at the Hollywood Bowl.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
Thank you, John.
We'd like to do another film song now, but from a different film, because we've made two.
Who's that man on the right?
Go away with that light, will you? Oh, thank you. It's also our latest record over here. That means it's a new single. And it's a vital ditty called Help.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? Now my life has changed in oh so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. But every now and then I feel so insecure.
I know that I
just need your light. I've never done before. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone. Not so self-assured.
Now I've
changed my mind and opened up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground.
Title song from the Beatles' second motion picture.
This was written along the same kind of formula as we'd had before. The boys were getting slightly more sophisticated in their writing, but it was still a fairly gradual process. They hadn't had a sort of major revolution in their writing at this time. It was really quite like Hard Day's Night, but no real breakthrough in imagery in their writing. That came later.
Next, a Beatle album hailed as an artistic breakthrough when we continue with the Beatles' 1965. We continue now with the story of the Beatles. In 1965, George Harrison created a vogue for raga rock by introducing the sitar in Norwegian Wood.
I wanted a girl, or should I say, she wanted me. She showed me her room. Stay, and she told me to sit anywhere. So I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair. I sat on the rug
Musically, 1965 was the end of simplistic beats for the Beatles. The introduction of new instruments began with the album Rubber Soul, hailed as an artistic breakthrough, and considered by many the Beatles' best LP ever. Here's a collage from Rubber Soul.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you. What did I know? You don't look different, but you have changed. I'm looking through you. You're not the same. Well, I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another. You better keep your head, little girl. I won't know where I am. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man. That's the end, little girl.
I've just seen a face I can't forget, the time or place where we just met. She's just the girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. La, da, 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 da.
When I call you up, your light's engaged. I have had enough, so act your age. We have lost the time that was so hard to find, and I will lose my mind if you won't see me.
Won't see me.
I get high when I see you go by. My oh my, when you sigh, my mind side just flies. Butterfly, why am I so shy when I'm beside you? It's only love that is all. Why should I feel the way I do? It's only love and that is all. But it's so hard loving you. Sorry, still you don't regret a single day. Ah, girl. Girl, girl. There are places I remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some remain. All these places had their moments with lovers and friends. I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. In my life, I love.
Other than Norwegian Wood, the most popular cut on Rubber Soul was Michelle, a song the Beatles never released as a single. On lead vocal, Paul McCartney.
Michelle, my belle, these are words that go together well. My Michelle. Michelle, my belle, someday more keep on très bien ensemble, très bien ensemble. I love you, I love you, I love you. That's all I want to say. Until I find a way, I will say the only words I know that you understand.
tell ma belle son des mots qui vont très bien ensemble I need to, I need to, I need to I need to make you see all what you mean to me Until I do, I'm hoping you will know what I mean. I love you. I want you, I want you, I want you. I think you know by now. I'll get to you somehow. Until I do, I'm telling you so you'll understand. Michelle, ma belle, sont des mots qui vont très bien ensemble, and I will say the only words I know. That you'll understand, my Michelle.
In terms of lyrics, the Beatles were still writing about love in 1965, but this was a new kind of love, a form more of seduction than assault. If the emotional touch was harder, the musical approach was lighter. George Martin recalls discussing the arrangement of the Beatles' 37th hit with Paul McCartney.
I said, well, honestly, Paul, it's a beautiful song, but I can't think what the rest of the characters are going to do on it. I mean, I can't see what Ringo's going to do on drums. He said, well, what do you suggest then? I said, well, why don't we just put it down with you and guitar and we'll see what we add to it. So we did that. He just played guitar and he just sang. And then I had to, all I could say was, well, honestly, I know it sounds awfully corny, but... How about a string quartet, you know, going back to classical times, just a simple, austere sound. He said, great, let's try it. That's what happened.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said. Something wrong now, I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Now, Paul had this tune for a long time before he decided to do anything with it. And he said that he was struggling with the lyric. What he wanted was just one word that was going to fit the yum-ta-tum bit. The scrambled eggs fitted in beautifully. And in fact, we called it scrambled eggs for a long time. When are we going to do scrambled eggs, I would say. When are you going to get a lyric done? Because it was a way of referring to it. And eventually he came up with yesterday. He said, how about yesterday? I said, well, the only problem is there has been a song called Yesterday's, which is pretty well known as a standard. He said, well, nobody knows about that, do they? No, none of our people anyway. So Did I call it Yesterday?
Yesterday is the most recorded Lennon-McCartney song and one of the most recorded musical compositions of all time. More than 600 American artists have produced versions of Yesterday, with an equal number coming from the rest of the world. Next, another selection from the album Yesterday and Today as the Beatles continue into 1966. We continue now with the Beatles. 1966 brought the age of psychedelia. Love, peace, flashing lights, incense, Eastern religion, and the Beatles' 40th hit, Day Tripper. By 1966, the Beatles were being looked upon as pop messiahs, their every word and action becoming a matter of indefinable significance. John Lennon was asked what responsibility he felt, realizing that many fans mimicked Beatle behavior.
No, we just sort of behave as normally as we can, you know. We don't feel as though we should preach this and tell them that, you know, let them do what they like.
A fan, though, comments on the Beatle influence.
They give the teenagers something in the way of nonconformity, and I think every teenager, well, that's what they look for. Especially in this day and age, they stress nonconformity, and that's what the Beatles are.
George Harrison talks about the Beatles' nonconforming lyrics.
The great thing is that if we can either write a song with just simple meaning or maybe a great meaning, but whatever the meaning is when we record the song, it always has a greater meaning or more meanings by the time the listener puts his meaning onto it. I may think of one thing and put it out, but then if 10 people listen to it, they may all get the same thing, or they may have 10 different versions of what I mean.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen.
The Beatles and Nowhere Man.
This was featured in the Yellow Submarine film, wasn't it? As one of the... I mean, it wasn't recorded for Yellow Submarine, but it was featured quite heavily. And again, it's another typical John song. The solo, it was a guitar solo and piano, which George and I doubled. And if you listen to it carefully, you'll find it's an inversion of the actual tune of the song. I mean, they were wondering what to do in the solo, so I said, well, let's take the tune and turn it upside down.
In 1966, the Beatles' melodies became more complex as their lyrics became more abstract and fell with social comment. Traces of emptiness crept into Beatles' songs until they finally reveal the complete emptiness of much of modern life. Once again, George Harrison.
You know, people won't accept responsibility for themselves. It's easier to criticize somebody else than to see yourself. And it's very often, you know, that we all, and I included, point our fingers at people and criticize or pass judgment on others, when first what we should do is try and see ourselves.
Steve Allen interprets the words of a Beatles song as a poem.
Ah, look at all the lonely people. Look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby picks up her rice in a church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream. Waits at the window wearing a face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night. When there's nobody there, what does he care? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? I look at all the lonely people. I look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved. All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
It was August 1966 that the Beatles made their final onstage appearance at San Francisco's Candlestick Park. It was later that month that they entered the studio to begin the creation of a landmark album. We'll hear that album when we continue. We continue now with the Beatles 1967.
And it was only after we recorded this first track, the title track of the album, that we thought, well, it might make a vehicle for the whole album. The boys themselves became Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key.
My Friends, with Ringo Starr on lead vocal. One of the most popular cuts from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, an album from which no single 45s were ever released. Reviewers call the LP the world's first 41-minute single, in tribute to its cohesion as a united work. Sgt. Pepper took 700 hours to record, as opposed to 12 hours for their first album 3 years before. Paul McCartney.
On Sgt. Pepper, we had more instruments... instrumentation than we never had, more orchestral stuff.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key. Stepping outside, she is free. We gave her most of our lives.
Is leaving.
Sacrificed most
of our lives. We gave her everything money could buy.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years.
Father snores as his wife gets into a dressing gown. Picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone." Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?
She, we never thought of ourselves.
She's leaving.
Never a thought for ourselves.
Oh.
We struggle hard all our lives to get by.
She's leaving.
To keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
She, what did we do that was wrong?
He's heavy.
We didn't know it was wrong.
It's very difficult for me to be impartial about any of the Beatle albums. You know, I've got... There are things I don't like. There are a lot of things I like almost equally. And Pepper, of course, was a very special one. It was an amazing album in many respects. And I think it is one of the best we did.
Rolling Stone magazine wrote, "Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band is a super psychedelic LP that tops all toppers," end quote. It was a subject of lawsuits, 1,001 rumors, and was described by the press as everything from noise to a major musical achievement. The most controversial selection was a song called "A Day in the Life."
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. Well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was on the house of love. I saw a film today, oh boy. The English army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away, but I just had to look, having read the
noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
A Day in the Life was considered not only the most ambitious song that the Beatles had ever written, but possibly the greatest piece of music they ever created. The closing chord was concocted by combining an Indian tambura with the sound of George Martin's hand hitting the strings inside a piano. A Day in the Life was banned on many radio stations around the world for alleged drug lyrics. But in the words of co-composer Paul McCartney, it was only about a dream. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, a landmark album from the most significant musical group in the history of the recording industry. We'll be hearing more from the Beatles shortly, but coming up, the Motown sound, next on the History of Rock and Roll.